And we're back with Worship Factor, KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton with Rod, Monique, and now this is our Exposed segment, one segment we do every week here at Worship Factory, which is actually for the young college area kids with John and Mariana. So welcome, John and Mariana.
Good to be back again, another week.
With John Wineglass, who gets to sit in with us another segment. He hasn't left yet, which is great. He's not run away, so he's actually going to get a chance to talk to you guys.
I'm actually really excited that John is participating in this episode of ours. Our Exposed episode for tonight, we're calling it Nurturing Creativity.
That's right. She came up with it.
That's good. Yeah, nurturing creativity.
If it's got a ring to it, Mariana probably came up with it.
As if no, but Kempton, he was talking about it earlier in the first segment about how creativity needs to be nurtured not only by the parents, but I think by the school system as well. And I'm excited for your take on it, John, because John Wineglass,
yes,
and also John Bryan.
Just say John. It doesn't matter.
Specificity.
Somebody, I answer.
No, but I'm also excited about your take on it because some people think that creativity is lacking in schools in this day and age. Do you agree?
It's majorly lacking in schools. Yeah. I went and spoke at my high school back in D.C. Probably last summer or last fall. And I was shocked to find out, and I didn't know, but like music, art, all these programs were gone.
I'm like, not even a trace, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, so when you go to your music class, you can talk, because I did a film scoring kind of thing and showed them clips, and he said, you could talk to your music teacher about this. Yeah. And
like, not even on Fridays.
That's a scary thought.
Not even on the radar.
That's a scary thought.
Wow. I was kind of blown away.
Then they'll budget $500 million into energy, save the earth type of program rather than our creativity programs within the school, which baffles
me. Everything is important, though. Everything is important. Me being a half hippie myself. But honestly.
A half hippie? Which half is that?
Is it only half?
Half hippie. Ooh, go on my neck. Ouch.
Can someone please touch that?
Oh my gosh. No, but honestly, it's kind of inconceivable that schools are cut and you would go to a school that has no creative program at all. I went to a performing arts school, but the thing is why is it being cut? Why isn't it valued as much as it should?
You know, I don't have the answer to that. I really don't know. It's money when it comes down to it. And it's kind of going back to the aristocracy days where only people who have wealth can provide lessons, who can enjoy those creative... That's kind of what it's going back to.
So how often do you get asked to speak at schools?
A lot. Quite a bit.
High school, colleges.
I had a premiere of a piano trio last year that Rebecca... she had a music festival, and so she commissioned me for work. And during the day, we went to schools and spoke about the work, the particular work I was writing for. And so, yeah, it was three. And we went from private school to a charter school to your public school. Mm-hmm. And then we went to a community college.
And started going down and down and down.
You kind of saw the difference,
That's terrible. Yeah. Because, I mean, we've talked about creativity, and that's the whole point of our show. But... not only is creativity a way for you to express yourself and create an identity, but it's also a method for you to have some trial and error.
Right.
Because, you know...
And it's unique, too. You know, it accesses both parts of your brains.
You have to do non-linear thinking. And I think that's what schools don't value, non-linear thinking.
Easy for you to say.
I think, right?
I'm the only left-handed one at the table, so I'm all non-linear thinking over here.
He's non-thinking.
I just don't think. I kind of just go, and then I'm like, oh, wow, did I just do that?
It's a lot easier not to think.
Yes, it is.
You know what's incredible, too, about the creativity side of it is that, you know, there's study after study after study that has been talking about the effects and the positive effects of creative arts in the schools, but yet they remove them out of the schools when the kids do much better when there's a creative arts program and everything else. It's been proven time and time again that those arts need to be there.
I think why they do that, though, is business-wise. I think, I mean, all the businesses are music. I mean, not music. It's all like math, you know.
But it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Because you have to be creative in business.
Well, I know, but now they cut from the arts because because they think, ah, well, they'll never need that. They're going to need math and English because that's a career, you know. And that goes back to, like, even your parents do. Like, when you say, hey, I'm going to be a singer, they always say, well, what are you going to fall back on? Well, now the schools are doing it where they're like, well, if you're going to fall back on music, we're just going to cut the music and concentrate on things that you can actually do in life.
So, Wineglass, did you go to a private school or a public school? And was there music in your...
I went to a public school, but see, I was in a youth orchestra that was kind of like my second family.
Okay, which was part of the school?
No, it's totally. I mean, we had a music program at our school, but I was also a part of that program that ran, you know, concurrently with my high school career, junior. And so, you know, we had all these opportunities to do a lot of things and see the world. I mean, I traveled from the age 11 on, you know, playing for different dignitaries and things of that sort.
Awesome. I think it's also great, too, that we talk about this to our listeners because, you know, for any school administrators that are listening right now, to have them understand how important creativity really is. And I guess to realize why you, by the way, you're listening to 99.5 Worship Factory. This is our Expose segment. We've got John Wineglass with us. Say that five times fast. But, no, on a serious note,
he just spit.
She is such a fighter.
He was drinking while she said that.
We're going to have a segment called, like, Fireworks by Mario. Yeah.
No, but for all our people who are working in the school district, it's important for them to understand why creativity is so important. It's not just something for them to have a source of expression. It's a way for them to think in a very different way. And with all of the demands and standards that we're being put up with, I mean, there are more people today getting college degrees than there were 30 years ago. And to meet those demands and to compete, you have to think in a very creative way.
Yep.
And if we don't harbor or source that type of creativity, once they get out there in the real world, they're going to suffer really bad. But it's interesting to see schools that those are the first ones to cut.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything that I guess anything that what about schools who can't afford to do that? What would you?
Well, the thing, you know, my daughter in particular, we've just had to really go to private school.
What does she
and
take?
She's playing violin and piano. She loves soccer, and those are all things that we just basically supplement in her life. You know, and she also gets it in the school. So I feel like I'm paying for an education actually that I had for free, basically.
Right. True. Right.
When you put it in, you know,
In that type of context,
yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah. But you are listening to Worship Factory 99.5 FM, the Expose segment. But we're talking about education here. I actually have a really cool quote. We were listening to TED Talks with Sir Ken Robinson, TED.com, and it says, if you're not prepared to be wrong, you will never come up with anything original.
Yep.
Hmm.
That's
good.
I think that goes really good for creativity.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think we're so afraid to fail, but when you're allowing yourself to fail, I think you will come up with things that are amazing.
That's how businesses are created, is that you cannot mess up. The whole point is to be successful and proficient and efficient, and creativity allows you a place to...
It also creates tenacity,
because
learning the violin, you have to keep practicing
until you get it right.
To get it,
practice makes perfect.
Yeah, so
if you don't perfect practice makes perfect.
I mean, some of us were born perfect. I mean, I was lucky enough. I know, I came out of the womb excellent. I don't know how it happened.
Guitar in his hand.
Are you okay?
Did you eat something, Monique? Or it sounded like
I'm
you just threw
disturbed.
Up a little bit. Did you?
Okay, John, did you have music in your high school?
Yes, actually. I started playing, or not playing, I was in choir for a little bit, and then I got into football, and out in the Midwest, I'll just say it, if you're in football, you don't sing choir. That's very
not
looked
cool.
down. No, not, yeah.
Okay.
That's not, out in LA,
well, that's
more
a cultural
acceptable.
Thing, then. That's not a financial issue.
Yeah, that's, exactly. But I grew up in art schools. I love to draw. I love to paint. I'm not very good at painting, but, I mean, I love all that. It's just, but now it's the same thing where they're cutting it, and it's sad.
Yeah.
Sad. So you're saying your football uniform wasn't a tutu? Is that
it was.
Saying?
No, actually, I had flowers painted all over my football uniform. I was rocking it out.
There's nothing wrong with that. Flowers? You know, the environment? Come on, guys.
What do we do? The question that I encourage the listeners is, what do we do? What do we do when they're cutting from us? Because we're the next generation. I mean, when we get older, you know, we're not as old as like my dad, who's ancient. But when we get there, we're going to be running the ship. I mean, we're going to be taking over. And if they're taking all our creativity out now, when do we rise up and stop it?
We're just going to end up a whole bunch of worker drones, you know, with no creativity at
all. I don't work. I'm only creative.
That's the truest statement I've ever heard in my entire life.
All I have to fall back on is creativity. Let's come on.
We are not condoning any type of unemployment. Oh, we're condoning a healthy medium between the two, creative and intelligent.
Did you use the word condoning?
Yeah, John's on the system, the mom and dad system.
Yeah, that's right. Mom and pop. Milk it for all it's worth.
But I think, first things first, if you haven't a problem with how your schools are being set up, you have to stand up and say something. Yeah. You have to let them know, hey, where's the arts program? Where's
Rise
the dance?
Yes. Punch the dean right in the face.
What? No,
We do not condone violence.
The bottom line is that just get connected. Get interested. What's happening out there. Get involved in your school, in your kids' school, as far as that goes, and their life. And you can also get connected to worshipfactory.net. Get connected every day. Stay connected. We've been privileged to have John Wineglass in studio with us.
Yes.
All this, I hope you enjoyed as much as we have. Three-time Emmy Award-winning John Wineglass. Get on John's website. Check him out. We're so thankful to have guests like this at johnwineglass.com. And again, you're listening to Worship Factory. Stay connected. Get connected. See you next week.